then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
It's The Morning Drive with Mike K. Cook, and today joined by special guest host Leah Hansen.
I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again.
I'm trying to think who I had a conversation with, but somebody said to me, what's your favorite instrument? And I'm like, I don't know, I'd probably say guitar.
Okay.
And they said, I said, oh, why, what's yours? And they said harmonica.
Harmonica? Like,
really?
Well,
I said, like to play it or just...
It's easy to bring with you.
Who said that to me? And I was like...
Harmonica?
My aunt used to pull one out, like out in public, like in the mall.
What?
When she was older.
Like for money?
No. She just whip it out and play a few songs. She wasn't very good.
Well, that's annoying.
Hey, that's the dysfunction that is my family.
That's the one. Oh, okay, but so we were talking about Bob Dylan.
I like
Dylan.
Harmonica. I could easily play a harmonica.
What do you mean easily play a harmonica?
I think anybody...
Can you please bring in a harmonica tomorrow and play for us?
I think any of us could play a harmonica. Seriously.
What do you mean anyone? There's got to be some skill to it.
No, I don't think there's a lot of skill to a harmonica.
Bring in a harmonica tomorrow. Find a harmonica and bring it in. I want to hear this, how easy it is. Paul McDonald joining us now, who took umbrage with some comments about Bob Dylan.
Umbrage. I feel like I got to come down and defend my
defend
my
your
boy,
Bobby. Yeah, Bob. You are a Bob Dylan fan.
A huge Dylanite.
So would you go so far as to say you're a fan?
Oh, I'm a fan.
So you would support the Bob Dylan?
I support Bob. Yeah, I went to see Bob Dylan at Massey Hall back in October
on his
Rough and Rowdy tour.
So when he plays a bad song.
He doesn't go back to topics from 2 hours ago.
He doesn't play bad song. What bad song does he play?
No.
I just don't find the voice. I love the one song, the Bob Dylan song I love is Hurricane.
Oh yeah,
that's a great song. But some of the other kind of folky, it's just he's very.
That's early Dylan.
Yeah,
but Dylan,
I don't know.
One thing about Bob Dylan is, Bob has different eras. He has different voices. The voice that he uses or sings with during his folk time is much different than what he sings with now on Rough and Rowdy Ways. Or even, you know, if you go back into the late 80s and in through the 90s, a much different voice. He's just a guy who continues to reinvent himself.
Yeah, well, he does. And the influence, and I will say, you know, not obviously a Dylan fan, but the influences he had on so many artists, mm-hmm. like Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp. I mean, the list we could go on and on is pretty amazing.
Yeah, the studio musicians that he's had, the musicians that he has played with over the years, it really is a who's who of rock and roll. And the producers that he's worked with, the different, like I say, he goes through different eras. I mean, there was a time during the 80s, or I guess it would have been like the late 70s, 80s, when he kind of went through his Christian thing where, you know, he became born again, right? So it's just, I like Dylan for that matter. I love his storytelling. There's no one else who can write a song like Dylan. I mean, it's poetry put to music.
Well, you know, I have to say that I know he's an icon,
mm-hmm.
but I do not have one Bob Dylan song on my Spotify.
Come on.
Maybe
not
you have
one.
That. So, Paul, do you have additions?
Not one.
How about Mr. Tambourine Man?
I have not only Dylan's song list, but I have song lists of people who have copied Dylan. Who have done songs that Dylan has written. I mean, All Along the Watchtower is a song that has been done at least half a dozen times.
That's a Bob Dylan song? See, I always associate that with Jimi Hendrix.
Again, you know what? And Bob Dylan doesn't play that acoustically anymore. After Jimmy plugged in and played it electric, he's like, I don't play it acoustically anymore.
Right.
It was a great version that Hendrix did.
Okay, yeah. Dan McDonald joining us now. He is our...
I couldn't resist.
He's the music snob here at AM800 and knows things all new music.
No. That's a negative connotation there. We have many great conversations
about music.
We do.
Paul and I have great... What Paul said there about Bob Dylan, he's an absolute god when it comes to music, I think. And I'm going to say this as a fan. I saw Bob Dylan in 2006. It was an awful show.
He can.
Did you boo him?
It's like anybody. Tell me there isn't like an artist that can't have a bad show.
Yeah.
Well, look at this show. 2 out of 5 times a week.
I heard this is a thing, though, with Dylan, that you either get him on a night where he's just on fire, or you get, and fans have said this, it's just like, that was one of those nights.
Well, he is getting older, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be, what, in his late 70s by now? 82.
He's 82. And like I say, the show I saw on this latest tour back in October at Massey Hall, he was phenomenal.
Amazing.
I feel like he hasn't played guitar on stage for many years now. He sits at a baby grand piano, which is cool. I mean, he's a great piano player.
Yeah.
But
he's 82. I mean,
yeah.
I gotta give him a break.
But his voice, he was in very good voice. I mean, on this tour, a lot of the reviews that I've read is that his voice has been very good. There's times where you think, I've seen Dylan. I saw Bob Dylan at Kingswood up in near Toronto. You know, Kingswood Music Theater.
Oh, yeah,
Theater.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
And, it was a show there that it was like, wow, Bob, I can't understand a single word you're saying.
The night that I saw it. It was like that.
But then I saw him at Alumni Hall with G.E. Smith, who was from the Saturday Night Live band.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Him?
I remember G.E. Smith.
That was his
Smith.
Guitar player there. I saw him at Alumni Hall in the early 90s, and it was a phenomenal show.
Wow.
Like, it just blew me away.
I would go see him again, even having said I didn't like that one show I saw because of that.
In September with Willie Nelson, he's playing at John Mellencamp.
Incredible.
And with John Mellencamp playing over at...
Storytellers, like when you mentioned he's a great storyteller. Well, what about Gordon Lightfoot, the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Great storyteller. You know, is it Don McLean, American Pie? Another great storyteller.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot of them.
Do you know there's a great Dylan quote about Gordon Lightfoot?
No.
Is that every time... Bob said every time Gordon Lightfoot was singing, he just wished the song never stopped.
Wow.
Wow.
And
see?
Gordon Lightfoot, it was Bob who inducted Gordon Lightfoot into, I believe it was here in the Canadian Rock Hall
That's
of Fame.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. That's good info right there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, true legend. An absolute legend.
No doubt.
Respect.
Is there anybody, we got to go, but anybody you guys think like, you're like, I can't believe this person is like a star in music and has a huge following, who is like a super, taking like the current AI pop people out.
Oh, God.
You know, like any rock bands or...
That I can't believe they have a following because they're not that good? Or
right. Right. Like, I'm not a fan of Led Zeppelin. And I like classic rock. I'm not a big fan of Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd.
I gotta leave here. Or Bob Dylan.
And we're done
or
here.
Neil Young.
But I like Huey Lewis. And Leah tomorrow is gonna play harmonica for us.
I'm here for that.
Okay, seriously, cannot anybody play
Had
harmonica?
Had I known you were doing this, I would have brought my harmonica.
Okay, by the way,
tomorrow.
A Bob Dylan song that is great, Lay Lady Lay.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's a great song.
I love all of his songs, all of his
Do
eras.
You?
I think even he put some of his strongest work late in his career. Like, he's still putting out 100%. Some of his strongest work.
Rough and Rowdy Rays is
amazing.
I mean, it's
getting way too Bob Dylan.
Time out of mind.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're going
thank
too
you
deep.
For coming
hey,
in.
I had to.
Let's get back to playing the Cardigans and stuff like that. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. That
Dan
went
McDonald.
Off the rails.
A couple of, we got a Mick and a MacDonald in the studio this morning with us talking Bob Dylan and music.
Wow.
That was, they got quite extensive. Went a little deeper than I thought.
But that's my, you know, there's certain artists I forget to have on my Spotify list. And so when I think about them, I'll add them. Dylan's not one of them.
No,
No.
I thought you would be a Dylan fan.
No, there's a few songs I like, but I want to be happy. I need, ballads are okay, but I find a lot of the ballads that I have on my Spotify list, when they come on, I listen for a few seconds, and I'm like, next.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
You're on to the next one.